little technical moment there. It is 16, almost 17 minutes after 7 a.m. It is Tuesday, and we're running a little earlier than normal, and we have a different, not new. He's been here before. We've got Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County State Highway Patrol Post. Good morning.
Good morning.
Trooper Allen, back again. It's been a hot minute since you've been here.
I told you it's been a hot minute. I let the second and third and fourth team come and do the program. Now the first team's back in. Yep, the first team's back. I thought I'd let the rookies have a shot at it, but I'm back.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
And we like to think that spring is almost here, because we have 15 days, 16 hours, 42 minutes, and 34 seconds. I'm taking it right down to the second.
I think everyone is.
But with springtime, it comes some, driving technicalities. I don't think there's some driving things that come back into play after we've been in winter mode for so long. Sunshine, for one.
Absolutely. The change of seasons. Spring to summer and fall to winter are the two biggest tests for people out there on the road. Obviously the snow and slow down, and it takes them a while to adjust to that mode. And believe it or not, adjusting to spring, sometimes we go to more crashes and more incidents on the roadway in the spring than we do the winter at the beginning, especially your first 70 degree days, 75 degree days. People
want to cruise.
Yeah, they just they fly.
Put the radio on, the window down, and let the wind fly through their hair.
And it's like they don't pay attention, and speed is a huge factor, during those times, especially your injury accidents. The faster you're going at impact, the worse the crash is going to be.
Science.
And
physics.
I don't know, the sun, it makes you and I and everyone else happy. And
it does.
You just tend not to pay attention on the roadway as much.
And also gets in your eyes
because
it's out.
And there's the other thing you have to make aware. There's people, when you're driving into that sun, I've pulled over, you've pulled over, you physically can't see. So don't continue. If you think it's a dangerous situation.
39 is especially good at that.
Yes. And at Hillcrest, when you get to a certain spot in the hill that the sun is right there your visor doesn't do any good. Pull over at all, when you just absolutely can't see anything. But the time change, I believe, is Sunday.
It is.
Which is a huge thing.
We lose an hour.
You're springing ahead, the evening commute, the sun's going to be a different spot, for some people. Morning commute, such as myself, I don't want to see it get darker later. I like this light early, but there's all kinds of adjustments you have to make on the roadway. The sun in the morning is terrible coming up, and it's going to be an hour later now for those people. Instead of 6:30, it's going to be 7:30. So make yourself aware if you have that commute, where that sun's going to be at your different place. If you're going north and south, it's not too bad. But if you're traveling east, it can be something. If you're traveling west to go home in the evening, it's a double-edged sword.
And one of the things that I don't know if we've ever talked about, maybe a long time ago, maybe, but a lot of things that people complain about with the time change is being tired and being sleepy. And that is a distraction when you're driving that you should not continue to do if you are too sleepy, whether it be from the time change or just in general.
Right.
I'm just using the time change as a way to usher that in. That's my...
Yeah.
Because it popped into my head.
Yeah. Everyone likes the fall back in the fall when you turn the clocks back.
Yes. Because
you get the extra sleep. But then it comes about 7, 8 o'clock, you're ready for bed or whatever. And now it's going to be daylight till 8, 9. I know you're a night owl, so it doesn't affect you. You like to stay up.
I live weird.
Yeah. I'm on a set pattern there. And when it's daylight at 8, 8:15, it's still kind of, because I'm the early bird, and it's still kind of weird for me, but it takes some adjustment. You're going to lose an hour, you people. you people that are springing ahead, that's why they do it on Saturday. So
my one day off.
Yeah, your day
or
off.
My Sunday's my day off. But
for 90% of the people, that's your day off, and a little adjustment at least, and reset the alarms and everything, your clock, so you're not late on Monday. So yeah.
My first alarm rings at 2.
Yeah, that's. I'm counting about 8 sheep at that point. I don't even know 2 a.m. exists for that. But yeah, just be aware of the time change and the different travel patterns with everyone. It's going to be dark with the kids on the school bus now again for an extra hour. So just kind of pay attention to that, the school zones. And the spring, obviously, we are a county of great travel with the tourism. And it's not just it's mainly east. I mean, when you get congested, but overall, those people to get east, all your Columbus and Cincinnati people, believe me, I've experienced it for 28 years. Your Columbus and Cincinnati and out west travel come through Millersburg. They come
do.
From the west, and it can really get busy out there also, which
so
everyone
busy.
Knows. So we're facing extra traffic, extra time, extra things spring brings.
More bikes, more walking.
Everything. So I guess take extra caution in that. I'd rather have that than sliding all over the place in the
true
winter
that.
Time.
You ain't got to shovel sunshine or rain.
No, absolutely. So just take a little time and beware of what season's coming up.
We're ready to switch. Like I said, we got to count it down to the second. So I'm ready.
I've been ready. So bring it on.
This week, I call yo-yo week, though.
Yeah.
We're going to experience all the seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually what March is, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it's. I said even once we get to spring, if it still snows, we know that it's not going to last, and that the better weather is coming. It's coming soon.
Absolutely, I think we're done. I think we're ready to go.
We actually had real winter this year.
Yes, we did, and that's the last real one I want. So I'm good for a few years.
Yeah, retire down south.
No, I'm not going down.
You're like, no.
I need to change the season. I have a visit down south, but I'm a northern boy. I'm not going to go south.
It is way too hot down there. I have family in North Carolina, and I went down one year in June, and that was a mistake. I'm like, well, how do you people live like this? I can't.
Nope, I'm going to stay up north.
All right, well, anything else to share with the people? Wear your seatbelts. Don't use your phone while driving.
Same thing as usual. Distracted. Wear your seatbelts. We'll be out there looking for that. We're getting, we're kind of behind on our personnel because we went through a transition of people. But we're getting the new recruits in, and you know the new recruits are anxious and ready to go, which sometimes is good and bad. But
need a little ambition.
Yes, get a little ambitious, but. Nope, everyone just be safe out there and have a good spring.
Have a great spring. That was Trooper Ron Allen from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. Yes, I finally got it. I've been messing that up for weeks. And we are going to take a break still to come, look at the hometown calendar and the birthdays for today.